Hey Taita Ola Zimbabwe Mushle, welcome. Munichirongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe Mushle, welcome to our youth forum, our program The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of March 2019. Welcome. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushle, welcome to Nogamchirai Muchirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki Uhlelo The Connection Lilami uMike Hove. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Ikakhulukazi nxa uyizalwane seZimbabwe, kana uri chizvarwa chiri kuZimbabwe uri munhu wechidiki, and you're facing any problems, we're looking towards tackling it right here on our youth forum, Studio 7's own program. So today in our program, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're looking towards tackling or talking about the STEM program, the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics program in Zimbabwe. Now, this is mainly focused towards higher and tertiary education institutions. Government believes that the STEM program could be the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems. Let's take a look at what we have in store for you today.
Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, Science and Technology, Professor Amon Murira, recently announced that $5 million will be released to five local universities for the procurement of equipment to be used in innovation hubs. The products that come out of these hubs are to be commercialized with the idea of developing Zimbabwe's economy. Could the government's investment in the country's science, technology, engineering and mathematics program be the answer to various challenges faced by Zimbabweans? Join us on The Connection for a discussion on the government's initiative. If you wish to join our program, either write your number and comments in the comments section or text us on WhatsApp on +1 302 465 0318.
Yilo ludaba esilalo egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo Zimbabwe Omuhle nyana lamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokwenziwa ngabatsha abenza imisebenzi wezandla ngesikhiwa bathi ama startup companies. Omunye wabo ijaha elafunde NUST umnumzana uFarai Musendo, sabe sikhangela ukuba laye kuhlelo lamhla, olenkampani yona elenjongo yokubutha ama plastic ewagike kuphume idiesel kanye le wax. Sizonjalo ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngezemfundo ephakameyo uminister of higher and tertiary education uprofessor Amon Murira usanda ukuthi uhulumende usenikeze ama coalition amahlanu five colleges imali efika izigidi ezinhlanu $5 million ukuthenga imitshina ezabe esetshenziswa ngabafundi abafundi izifundo ezihambelane lohlelo lwemfundo science, i-technology, i-engineering kanye le-mathematics abanye bathi i-STEM program. Uprofessor Murira uthi inhlelo ezaphuma emakolishini lawa ezifana lohlelo luka Musendo lo produce diesel kanye le wax zizasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ay zulukandaba, yini umbono wenu ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo, sithumeleni umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Lekhona njalo ukuthi sithinte ecingweni live on air kunombolo ezithi +1 202 619 2077. Ndiyo nyaya yethu nayo, nasi mgango muri yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinomugamuchirai mese muchirongwa chedu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa, tirikutarisa nyaya yehurongwa wehurumende wekuyedza kukurudzira zvidzidzo zveSTEM, Science, Technology, Engineering uyezve Mathematics muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro. Takanzwa kuti gurukota iro rinoona nezvedzidzo zvepamusoro-soro muzvinafundo Amos Murira vanoti hurumende yakapa mayunivhesiti 5 $5 million. Sakapani ma university mashano hapa. Each university is getting $1 million. Iyo inechinangwa chekutenga equipment ichange chishanda ma innovation hubs uko kuma university akasiyana aya. Tudze wa maondre yu pamsoro pezuru kuitwa ne hurumende munobvumirana nazvo here? Is this a good thing? Takanzwawo zvekare kuti pane umwe wechidiki akabva ku North University anonzi vafarai musendo. Avo vane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro. Vamusendo avo vane kambani yavo iyo ine chinangwa chekuti vanotora maplastic mune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe. Vachoproducer diesel uyezve wax vachishandisa plastic. Takatarisira kuti vaFarai vachapinda muchirongwa vachitudzawo maondero uyezve vachitsanangura kuti vanozviita sei. Diesel riri kubuda pane plastic. Aiwa, zviri kunakidza izvi. +12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekufona kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Liyakona njalo usitinte cingweni kunombole zviti +12026192077. Tiri kutevenyira pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave uyezve pa 4930 6065 nepa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa kubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com www.voantablet.com tiripo zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we are streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. So please, Zimbabwe Mutle, share the program, write your comments, fagana ma likes, fagana ma hearts. Let's see if you're enjoying tonight's program. I'm your host, Mike Ove, Pindai Mchirongwa. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter if you're looking towards conversing with me. So Zimbabwe Muhle ngena nikuhlelo sizukuthi nina inombono wenu mayelana ngohlelo lalamuhla. Yebo, so ngena nikuhlelo, ngena nikuhlelo, ngena nikuhlelo Zimbabwe Muhle, ngena nikuhlelo.
Hey taita, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukutshawara neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe. Abafisa ukuxoxa nami kana mhla ukukurukura neni ndiri pa Twitter uyezve pa Instagram @BigMike3. Asi pari zvino tiri kutefenyura pa mapage edu matatu pa Facebook VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7. Tudzewo maondere enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa. Asi ndiri kunzwa kuti we already have our first guest. I'm super excited. Nyike ngakhuluma ndambokurukura nezvaye. Zita rake anonzi Farai Musendo. Vamusendo ane kamba Farai Pyru. Now this company Farai Pyru targets towards using plastic waste towards creating diesel and wax. Aiwa, vafarai, vafarai, vamsendo, mapinda mchirongwa. Welcome to our youth program.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing? I'm super excited to have you in our program today.
Yeah, from Zimbabwe.
Mapinda mchirongwa vamusendo. Saka vamusendo ngatitange ine rurimi rwamai. Chandiri kunzwisisa chimbotiudzaiwo kuti diesel yenyu munoigadzira sei muchishandisa plastic?
Diesel totogadzira tichishandisa mushini. Watakagadzira isusu pachezvedu tichishandisa fundo neumhizha watakafunda apo takaenda kuchikoro. Saka tinotora mapepa anoraswa nevanhu maplastic iwaya tiisa mumuchini imomomo maanoenda muprocesi yatakagadzira isusu tichishandisa local raw materials nematatalist atinoshandisa imomo watakagadzira toga tichishandisa zivo no media ati now. No good enough.
So Chimbosi sana ngurai womkoma. How difficult is it to produce diesel using plastic waste?
Come again, I don't get the question.
I was asking, how difficult is it to produce diesel and wax using plastic waste?
The waste plastic, we are collecting it from all of our areas, from the CBD, from various industries that are producing the waste. So we collect it and we clean it and we shred it. They pass through our reactors. So by various chemical engineering reactions take place inside there, resulting in the production of the diesel and the fuel for making soap polish, which is used for domestic purposes.
Ndikutoona vateri vedu vatotanga nekutobvunza ma questions nekutatospakwa neinitiative yenyu yekugadzirisa fuel newax muchishandisa maplastic. Vabhoas Jaya Guru vakutobvunza, hanzi muri kubuditsa marita mangani pazuva muchishandisa maplastic kugadzirisa diesel uye zvewax? Muri kubuditsa marita mangani diesel pazuva?
Pane maplastic esaunoita. Pane uremu hwakaoka hwaunoita. Tingaite percent yacho ndoyati inoenda kuita kuchinja diesel. Twenty percent ndo inosara iri wax yatinozoshandisa kugadzira floor polish.
Saka ngatichienderai mberi. Enderai mberi mati.
Saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti michini yedu midiki zvikuburitsa diesel shoma.
So vamusendo ngatichienderai mberi timbobata nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa. Takanzwawo hurumende muzvinafundo Amos Murwira avo vari minister of higher and tertiary education vachiti aiwa ivo varuda hurumende ichange ichipa ma college mashanu, 5 different colleges, $5 million. Saka pane ma college each college irikwana $1 million. Chinangwa che mari iyoyo ndechekuti they want to uplift my innovation hubs mune ma college aya akasiyana siyana. Tiudzewo imi, I know kuti you recently graduated from NUST University. Tiudzewo ka maondere yenyu pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende.
Nyaya ichekutanga ndeyekuti payakazotanga tange tabva kuchikoro. Saka ziri kuti inonyatsofamba sei, nekuti patiramboedza kuda kutaurirana nevanhu vechikoro kwandaive vakatii pange pasina mari dzakadaro dzaikwanisa kubatsira kuti maprojekti akadai anga achiitika. Saka pari zvino zvatakabva kuchikoro ikokoko tichiramba tiedza kutaurirana navo tiona kuti pane zvingaitike kuti zvinhu zviitike zvavo, but pari zvino hapana chatichafamba.
Alright, vamusendo ndikunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga nhasi muchirongwa. Ndokumbira kuti mbobata parinare mukoma dzenu, ndikudzoka kwamuri izvezvi handisi. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle lapa ecingweni isu lomnumzana uFarai Musendo, yena he is the founder of in company yona itswa iFarai Pahiru. Ngimbuzile okunengi mayelana ngalokho abakwenzayo ukuthi kanti bona bathi ayi they produce ifuel besebenzisa iplastic, bakwenza njani? Uphinde wachasisa ukuthi bakwenza kanjani, bathi ayi they crush bona ama-raw materials iplastic beproduce okuthiwa idiesel, amafutha awemota. Okunengi sizakuzwa kuye. Yes, I know ukuthi eningi labantu balombuzo othile ukuthi how are is that diesel good enough ukusiza imoto ukuthi imoto ihambe phambili. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi silomlaleli trikunza othi nemteri mteri mteri khola khola maphinda mchirongwa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Parinari ndiani ari papo?
Shumba.
Mukoma Shumba, zviri kufamba?
Ndikufamba nakadii.
Aiwa, mushe mushe, mapinda kamuchirongwa mukoma. Maondro muri kuti hurumende is all talk no action.
Vanga matauri yake na kanda ndani. President ndiye taura kuti takaisa mafuta na kuda kuti. Ya mirai da kupanda kwa hurumende basi aimboramba kwa kiasi cha mafuta.
Mhm.
Mwa ni anongo taura zinia kuti ndiye kachao.
Mhm.
Ndiye anongo taura zinia. Ndiye na uwe kuti ni wangu anongo asiasi.
Saka ndudze wa mkoma shumba zvikanzi ora iti mari yapiwa kune ma university aya refi fire nemaonderenyu zvinobuda ma university ma innovation a hubs aya do you think it's good enough kuti zvibatsire upfumi wenyika zvisimudze upfumi wenyika mati asi kana mukoma kana mune project iri kudikana nevanhu musociety muda unosevenzera umwe munhu unaika parunari tina mukoma farai ava vatoone kambani yavo nekuti vakawana opportunity yeku create a diesel vachishandisa maplastic why would you want to go work for someone else mune talent rakadaro Mkoma Shumba, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa ndisi. Well, Zimbabwe muhleli muzwi lomlaleli wethu wokuqala igama lakhe nguShumba ungalekwele South Africa. UShumba said a lot of things lapha. Uthe into yokuqala yebo isenzo sikahulumende is a good initiative kodwa ubona ngani into yokuqala that money will not go to university bathi ngesikhiwa uhulumende lo is all talk no action ukuthi uthanda ukukhuluma kodwa isikhathi sokuthi okay usukhulumile nunzana yenza lokho ukukhulumayo kuthi hayi dololo ama action akuphumi lutho lina lithini ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo Zimbabwe omuhle let's go back to umnumzana uFarai says ukunengi Farai uchiri popa rina Farai
yeah
right ndambotaura nemuteriri apa but there's one big question that a lot of people wanted to understand ne diesel rauri ku create so ku Zimbabwe kune shortage ye diesel uye zve petrol vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema and you have a solution why are you not using that solution kubatsira vanhu
mukano batsira vanhu uripo zvese vanokona kuti zvinhu zvatiita izvozvo saka singezinyai iri pabepa jeti tikati ngatitange nepatinokwanisa napo saka izvozvo zvatirikutaura nezvekuti taita vana mukana wekuti tiwedze kupfuura kumishini yedu kuti tikwanise kugadzira dhizi zvakawanda zinova zvinokwana nyika kuti nyika iwanisike muupfumi akati zvino tirikurana hatirikurana tiine kapasiti kwiki saka tida kuti kapasiti yedu ikure kuti tikwanise kugadzira dhizi zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kushanda kuti ndanyika mumaindastri nemasekta zvakawanda
So, how many liters a day do you produce with your company? I know earlier on, Mambutana Ngurane Rurimi Roshwana. Chimbutana Ngurane Chirungu Nukupane Wango Audience of Nganzo Rurimi Roshwana.
Also, at the moment, we are producing on average 50 liters a day
mm-hmm.
with the kind of equipment that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to scale up our process so that we can produce close to 20,000 liters a day.
Okay. 20,000. Yeah. Interesting. Now, going back to the STEM studies, you graduated from NAST in 2016, I believe. That's correct. 2016?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. So now, seeing as though you are a NAST alumni, what is your take on the government initiative towards pumping more money into the STEM? Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems?
Oh, sorry, not getting.
I was asking, what is your take on government's push towards, you know, pushing STEM within our university systems? Do you think that, because of course government has said that they're pushing the STEM with the idea that products are going to be created that will, modernize the Zimbabwe, that will uplift the Zimbabwean economy. Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical challenges?
That initiative is actually a good idea,
mm-hmm.
but it needs the proper and strategical implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be just something on paper, mm-hmm. Which on the implementation side, it will be lacking and having some loopholes on one or two issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a good initiative having distributing funds, especially to allow growth of ideas that are emanating from these special institutions. You know, our special institutions, they've got brilliant people
mm-hmm.
with very innovative ideas which can solve most of our problems. You see, most of our problems are in Zimbabwe, they are internally created. They're created within our country, and the solutions, they are also there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of trusting each other and trusting the capacity that is because the economy.
But that aside, as we speak, the current state of the economy is not really promising. A lot of people are not really excited to put their money in Zimbabwe. How do you guys move forward? Of course, once you finish your STEM, you get the ideas, you get the knowledge, but how do you go about pushing the implementation? I know with your product as is, you recently partook in a competition whereby you won a certain amount of money. But is that enough for the implementation? Because for you to be able to produce a certain amount of diesel whereby you can help society, you need money.
Hello?
Hello, Farai?
Yeah. Okay. Come again. The phone is
breaking.
You can repeat.
Okay. Network I was saying, Kuti, now, as we speak, the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, and one of the biggest issues is that we cannot attract investment. Investment is not really, a lot of people are not excited towards jumping towards Zimbabwe right now as we speak. You yourself, as someone who has, I guess, a possible solution to the petrol and diesel crisis, you need money to be able to make your business lucrative enough for you to not only produce the demanded amount, but also, I guess, make a profit for yourself. How do you do that in an economy, in this current economical state?
So, the first and foremost thing is, we call for the international community and the other Zimbabweans
mm-hmm.
in different parts of the world to help such kind of innovative and the good ideas they can
mm-hmm.
Surely go a long way in rehabilitating our country in certain areas
mm-hmm.
which are a bit in a limping state.
What I'd come regarding the battery parunare and Rukun's out no more guest wedu, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, Alice.
Okay.
All right. Asambene makasine tu, and then we'll go to our second guest, Mnumzana Phitizela Ngcobo. Ekhasini lethu LVOA Studio 7 ukulo Boaz Jaya Guruthi watching live from Gaborone. Boaz, welcome, welcome, welcome. Uevidence Nyahuye uthi watching. Aiwa, vanyahuye tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Undabezezwe Vigi uthi hello there. Good intentions by the minister, but unfortunately, the legitimacy crisis by the so-called new dispensation will ultimately frustrate your efforts. Uvusimpofu uthi ngibingelele umsakazi, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Vusimuzi uthi ngibonge ngomsakazo lamandla, ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJekonia Mpofu eLupane. Ngiyabonga. Hayi Mpofu, ngilethemba ukuthi bakuzwile. Uthakawira Sangaza uthi this is a really good initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more. Ecingweni siyezwa ukuthi we have our other guest uPhithizela Ngcobo. Mnumzana Ngcobo, welcome, welcome, welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo.
Thank you very much.
So let's get into this. I'm really excited because when you're here in America, whereby STEM is one of the biggest things, especially when you're looking at colleges and jobs and so forth and so forth. I guess my first question to you towards the approach of STEM, of government towards STEM in Zimbabwe is, what is your position? What do you think of Zimbabwe, the government's approach towards STEM in Zimbabwe?
Okay, I'll actually say nothing works in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you are to make a STEM initiative, mm-hmm. first you have to create the necessary environment for people to be able to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. However, I really want to applaud their effort that they are trying to make sure, because the future is STEM. Mm-hmm. We are living in an innovative economy now. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the government trying to do this and that to revive the economy, and most of the time the economy these days is mostly based on technology. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back to the traditional economy. You know, even if you are in farming, you need the technology to farm. It's no mm-hmm. longer that traditional farming, for some of us, whereby you take your nkomo and, you know, and umkuba and do that. Now it's more technologically based. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to say is that the government has to, in its STEM approach, let them decentralize it to the people, mm-hmm. especially in rural areas. I'm an advocate of rural areas, because when we're talking of farming, it's mostly in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And until those people get the technology to do the farming, you know, this issue of hunger is going to persist, because most of the time the subsistence farmers are the ones who produce actually a lot of food, mm-hmm. but they can't do that without the necessary technology.
Okay. Baba Ngcobo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni just for 2 seconds, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi?
Okay.
Right, ecingweni ngiyeza ukuthi silo mlaleli, thine mtheri, aphinda mchirongwa, welcome, welcome, mune chirongwa, chedu chebe chidiki, aripa runari ndiyani?
Doitwa Denson Kwara Zimba.
Va Kwara Zimba, zuruguwa amba ere.
Ndiri raiti mkuma Big Mike, kuri sei.
Ah, mushe, mushe, mati murububi?
Kumasingo kwa mshandi keu.
Aha, kuri sei kwa kumasingo?
Ah, kumasingo kuri raiti Big Mike, kuri sei.
Ah, ndiyo yo, chungo chaga oma dola kuno ku Amerika baba. Kutitumire imimi, kumuya toho jasa, kanaka kumuseo. Mati?
Mchili za mega madola kuku ku Amerika.
Tukutumire imimi ka, jimuru, takawe ya kuno kutitake, mati kutikupe imimi kumuja kuku.
Ah, ndizozo tinotenda.
Saka baba mapinda muchirongwa ndudzewo maonereni pamusoro penyaya yatikurukanasa.
Alright, inini maonero angu ndeo kuti ndofunga initiative ye hurumende yeSTEM initiative yakanaka. But dambudziko ratinaro muhurumende yedu, ukatarira history yayo has been producing very good policies forever, but implementation yema policies acho ndio yatinozoshaya. Ukatarira kuti right, vana vacho vatiri kudzidzisa kwacho kuchikoro, vatiri kuendesa kuchikoro, maindastry acho akavharwa, chero vakanzi vaita mabasa avo chaiwo saizvozvizvi kutaurwa namukoma kuti aproducer something, where is he going to supply? Nokuti mamainzi chaiwo kwaanenge achifanira kusupply the product yaanenge aita closing down. Every industry is closing down. Saka ndosati urayira nyika yedu izvozvo. Because vana vanogona kuva so initiative, so innovative, but at the end of the day, kokuno supplier those products, vanopedzisira vachingoenda kunze nokuti ndokune market nokuti Zimbabwe is already dead.
Asi nangu achisupplyera kunze handisi mari yacho inenge ichidzoka kuZimbabwe.
Chinonetsa havagoni kuzosupplyera kunze vari muZimbabwe nokuti hapana, there is no food to stand on vari muZimbabwe. They go out, votonoita vari out vachitoita masupplies avo kunyika dzinenge dzine market vachitovaka vari ikoko, because we are talking of people va tine maengineer. Vakatoenda hatisina vanhu, vanhu vakatoenda, manpower yose is out.
Aiwa mukoma parazimba
kuti Zimbabwe yacho haichagariki. Imimi makatoenda havo zvokuti mungata izvezvi muchishanda kune imwe radio station muno muZimbabwe, but we went out because makatoona kuti muno hamusina market ya Big Mike.
Jibika bucket ya Big Mike. That's why tirikukurukura izvezvi mukoma. Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much. Takudzwa zvakadaka. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week.
All right, thanks.
Right, zvuka ndava lemzwile umnumzana ugwara Zimba uti hi initiative kahulumende is good, kodwa inkinga ekhona uduvo olukhona iimplementation. Uphinde wathi hi uyazi eZimbabwe kula ma students amanengi that are so brilliant. Uyavumelana lo mnumzana uFarai besithi ibrilliance ikhona, kodwa nxa sebeqedile and they've gone through these STEM products and they've come out with their products, uduvo olukhona is they don't have a place to supply. And uphinde so asizweni ukuthi umnumzana uphithizele yena uthini. Mnumzana Ngcobo usakhona econgweni?
Yeah, so cool.
Okay, perfect. So you heard some of the things that came about from our caller where you're talking about that initiative itself. Like you said, he agrees with you. He applauds uhulumende for, you know, the initiative. However, he questions one of the things that is, once these students have gone through this program, one of the biggest issues is, yes, all these brilliant products come out, but there is no place to supply it to. How do you go about that? Because like you said, STEM shouldn't work in a vacuum. It should work in a global economy.
I think the big thing here is, although we say the initiatives are good, but the policies of the government, I think one of the biggest policies that they say is this indigenization thing, whereby certain amount has to be owned by locals. Mm-hmm. And people were raising the issue that most of the locals are struggling right now. So if you are going to say 51% must be owned by locals, even those who could invest, even from outside the country, they are struggling.
Right.
Even people who are Zimbabweans. Don't forget that a lot of these people who left the country, now they've taken citizenship somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And once you are a citizen of somewhere else, as of now, I think there is an issue that you can't do dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you would have lost your own citizenship. And then because of that, people are just preferring, let me stay wherever I am. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm trying to say is that initiatives must be backed by policies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to come up with an initiative for STEM, be able to say the policies now are going to allow everyone. As an individual, I'm not really against immigration per se.
Mm-hmm.
Countries like India, the Philippines, actually, they encourage their citizens to immigrate. People don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that those governments, they create conditions that allow those kids to go to universities in India, and then they export them to the Silicon Valley here in America. And as a result, people invest back home because they feel that our government encouraged us to grow, and they encouraged us to look for opportunities so that we can grow our country. But the tendency in Zimbabwe is that anyone who is outside the country, you are viewed as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside the country just to say something bad about the government, probably especially the former government. You know what I mean by former government? There is this new dispensation or whatever they call it. But the former government used to have this tendency of saying, oh, you're just going there somewhere to say bad things about the government.
Mm.
And so that's why even those people who get the education and leave the country, they find it difficult to stay connected because this is a government that treats you as an enemy. So, I mean, as an individual, I'm still saying, let people learn. and let them go to other countries, but make them feel wanted, make them feel loved. Say something about people outside the country and tell them to, you know, come back home. You can still invest and get 100% of your investment. You don't need to partner with a local because, after all, you grew up in Cholocho. I have always maintained no one can be more Zimbabwean like me who grew up in Cholocho. It doesn't matter where I live.
Uh-huh. So, talking about the way that they do it here in America, you're an educator here in America, and you're also based in America, and you've seen how things function within America. I was reading about a study that was done about different companies that are based here in America, and they were saying that by 2020, 80% of professions are expected to require STEM skills in the next decade. Companies in America, all these big companies, AT&T, IBM, JP Morgan, SAP, Chevron, Ford, Intel, Google, Boeing, Verizon, you name it, are all investing money in STEM. They're all pushing abantu abasakhulayo, all these students, and investing money into them with the idea that not only, one, do they come and work for them, but the idea that STEM is the future, when they're trying to jump onto that bandwagon before it runs away. Is that something that is benefiting the American economy?
Yes, the American economy is now almost a STEM-based economy.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, their largest company is Apple, and mm-hmm. you can't talk of STEM, besides maybe not necessarily the largest, but I think they say it's one of the largest, Apple. So they are aware that you need innovators. Mm-hmm. And also inventors, people who are going to invent a new product, and also those who are going to improve the existing product.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that even in schools, again, it's not only a policy, it's about, do you supply the school with those necessary things for kids to do robots in classrooms?
Mm-hmm.
So my question now is, if the government is saying, yes, let's do the STEM, how many classrooms in Zimbabwe have got electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Have we backed our words with the actual actions? Do we have the necessary infrastructure that the kids can? Because in order to be able to invent something,
mm-hmm.
you first must have, you know, something to work with. Do our kids have something to work with
mm-hmm.
besides textbooks?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, actually, which were donated by, you know, when Conrad, I think. When I go home, I do volunteer teach in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the books I saw were all donated by Coltart.
Is that where Uhulumend is coming in, where they're saying, obviously, we're putting $5 million towards five different universities, each getting $1 million each, towards building an innovation hub, where abantu abasakhulayo can now come and implement these ideas and create an actual product that is tangible. He is an educator based here in America. Okay, let's go back to umnumzana ufarai says ukuthi yena ufarai ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumnumzana ophithizela ngqobo. Farai uchilipo parnare.
Ndilipo.
Right, chibaba baba. Manzwa zvazvitaurwa naPhithizela Ngcobo, uyo ari who is an educator based kunoku kuAmerica. Phithi ari kubvumirana nesurvey yakaitwa kunoku kuAmerica vachiti aiwa, within the next decade, 80% of the jobs within the world are going to need STEM. Nema wondering, is that something that will be implemented munyika yakafana neZimbabwe? You will need STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
STEM. Innovation. analizi zvaugadzirwa zvigadzirwe zvakawanda yatinoti mass production nema production rates ari very high saka zvinhu zvakakosha zvekuti zvinge zvichipromotwa muno muzimbabwe kuti zvinge zvichiitika kana vanhu vachiti vadzidza vawana mukana vavhure makambani vagadzire mabasa kwete kuti vanhu vanoti vapedza chikoro votenga kuti vana mabasa asi vanhu vange vachigadzira mabasa vapiwa mukana zvokubatsirwa kuti zvakadaro zvinge zvichiitika
Okay. Saka right. Now ngatisadise nyika yakafanana neRwanda. Rwanda recently released what they called Vision 2020. And it looks like they're on course, they're moving forward in the technology, the economy is looking prosperous and everything is beautiful. Tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe. Is technology something that's able to uplift our economy? Coming out of STEM studies, one of our callers brought about was nyaya supplying. You will have a product, but apana munhu wekusupply. Is technology something that's able to create that change whereby economy inenge iri readily available for products like that and readily available to be purchased and sold? Vamsele. Muchiri pa.
Yeah.
Mandinzwe.
Ndipo.
Manzwa mbunzo wangu.
Mbunzo wangu. Technology yakakosha pachokwadi kuti zvinhu zvedu munomu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka. Tinofanira kuti senyika tifambidzane nenguva nezvinenge zvichiitikawo mune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti hamuna chisiko munomu vanhu vanonjere dzakadaro dzekufunga dzakafungawo nevanhu vari kure kuamerica munomu tirimo tinokwanisa kufungawo zvakadaro. Saka hapana chingatitadzisi kuti tinge tichimhanyidzanawo nekumhanyidzana sezviri kuitikawo nedzimwe nyika. Saka tinokumbira ndechekuti hurumende yedu yakwanisa kutibatsirawo nekubatsira vamwe vakaita seni vanenge vaine ideas ava vainavo avanokwanisa kushandisa kuti vabatsire nyika nekuti zvatoda kuita izvi hazvisi kubatsira munhu wani asi zvinhu zvekuti kune zvinozobatsira nyika.
Now mukoma imi mune experience studying mumayunivhesiti akasiyana siyana kuzimbabwe uko pane mubvunzo wabva kubuda apa wabva kuna ndava yezezwe vhiki ari kuti is $5 million enough to support STEM programs kuzimbabwe imi sezvo muri umwe akagraduata kubva kunast do you think $5 million is enough to at least kick start the program to a point whereby something tangible can come out chinokwanisa kubatsira vanhu kuzimbabwe
chandinotarisa ndechekuti pamari iyoyoyo kana vanhu vachitanga zvinhu zvavo vanofanira kunzi vakapiwa mari voishandisa vachikura imwe yacho vachizokudza nevanenge vachiwana mubudiza nedhiwei yavanenge vachiita nayo bhizinesi ndokunonzi kupa munhu chirauro than kuti mari iyoyo ngonzi yose pamunhu wani yakadaro inofanira kuwaniswa pane vanhu vakawandawanda vanhu vavo votanga zvinhu zvavo vachiti maprofesa avana vachatosa bhizinesi bhizinesi zvichitoramba zvichikura ikashandiswa zvakadaro inokwanisa kukwana kubatsira
asi mukoma $5 million zvikanzi because $5 million ipapo ka each college is getting $1 million pa $5 million ipapo saka injani ndoda kunzwisisa zvikanzi what right college iri kupiwa $1 million panobatsirwa mastudents mangani ipapo
sezvinhu zvisiri kuitika muzimbabwe izvozvi zvekuti mari dzidzo dzinge dzichiwanika mukana iwowo zikatanga kuvapo kuvapo kwadzo kunomotivheta vanhu vakawandisa kuti vange vachiita se vachida kuramba vachiita zvinhu mari zvakadaro saka inodzamara yakusakwana mari yakadaro nekuti vanhu vakawandisa vanenge vakuona kuti maideas avo anokwanisa kugamuchirwa nekuteererwa achipiwa kuti anofanira kunge achipiwa nekuti izvozvi kune vamwe vanhu vane maideas avo asi vanongozvinetera nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge hapana rubatsiro kana rusiziro rwavari kuwana kubva kwavanotarisa kunge ruchipa saka mari iyoyo inogona kusakwana
Alright, vamusendo regai ndikubatei parunhare nditore umwe gesi wangu and then ndichadzoka kwamuri handisi
ya
Okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uNgcobo we had lost him on the line but he's back ecingweni PT are you back ecingweni ukhona
Yeah, I'm calling.
Okay, we had lost you at Tsingweni, but we were just about to wrap up anyway the conversation here too. Now, I know Uguswena, you're one of the people who focuses on mathematics here in America. How does maths feel? Because I remember Mina when I was growing up, umuntangati Mike so we can say maths, I would hate it. I used to hate it with my whole passion. So Mina, how does maths fit into this whole scope of science technology? Because we understand how science works into this. I understand how technology is used in this. But in maths, when I'm a Pythagoras theory, but not buying enough, Linda.
I think the first thing before I respond, what I'm going to say is that when we were growing up, it was taught in a vacuum. It was just all these numbers and X's and negatives and what.
Mm-hmm.
And it never kind of felt useful in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So in math, I'm going to actually show me Fundisa in a practical way and link it to STEM. So now the question is, how does it come into STEM?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give just a simple example.
Go
if
ahead.
You are going to make a Boeing plane,
mm-hmm.
that's the big thing, or Airbus,
mm-hmm.
just the basic measurements that you need for each and every that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only just the measurement. It's the ability to be able to create a product that meets that exact measurement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say when you make a mechanic,
mm-hmm.
and you make screws and whatever, the amount of mathematics that you need for each and every screw is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm a mathematician. Their job is not necessarily to create the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mathematician. They take a product, inventor or innovator,
mm-hmm.
and then that person passes it to mathematicians who then give specificity and measurements, say, even weight, if you are going to build a wing, it must be this weight. If you are going to build a landing gear, it cannot exceed this weight for this thing to carry it. So that's where math comes in. You're asking which of those products which people have as ideas, math make them a reality by focusing mostly on a measurement.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. And then with algebra, they are not negative, two negative.
Oh,
four.
Jesus. I will solve for X.
Yeah. Hello?
Is that the one I will solve for X and I will solve for Y?
Yeah, also for X and so for Y.
Yeah,
they are called abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, we like when we talk of measurements, we think of geometry,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense. But I'm an abstract. They say what they do, they make you think in an unconventional way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why you know, some of us, when we're grade 2 or 12, 2 minus 4, we say it can't.
Yes.
But once you start doing algebra, it can.
Negative.
Because
mm-hmm.
you think in the abstract, you mm-hmm. view beyond what is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where algebra differs from geometry, which is practical. Algebra, it makes you theorize and abstractize things.
Mm-hmm. So umbuzo wami ugcina PT, and then I might have to let you go ukuze ngithathe umunye guest wethu. What can Zimbabwe learn from the American approach towards STEM? Is it something that we could use to lead towards bettering economy?
Yes, I still think so, but I'll still go back to say first we need to deal with one, policy issues, and two, leadership issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to do with STEM, let's decentralize university leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Having a president being the chancellor of 15 universities won't help us. Get someone with national university like NAST,
mm-hmm.
National Science of Technology. Don't just have a vice chancellor who has got a technology background.
Mm-hmm.
Also get a chancellor who has got that background.
Mm-hmm.
Decentralize these things. The president can focus on reviving the economy and get the technical people to work without interference.
Mm-hmm.
And just to wrap up, I heard you say something about Rwanda. And if there is anything we can learn from Rwanda or America,
mm-hmm.
is that it's all about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Kagame, like him or not, but they say he's very, very focused on lifting his people. And they say he tolerates no corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Unless and until we do away with appointees and start to work with people with knowledge, we are not going anywhere.
Umnumzana uphithizela Ngcobo. Thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ba.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. So, asambeni makasini yetu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini on our page VOA Studio 7. Ndikona va Randman support kuti 5 million yakawanda pane vanhu vanoziva zvavanoita. Anzi tinotanga nezviripo. That small amount can attract a big amount when there is progress. It's interesting. That's an interesting take. Okay, Mukunda uti mark my words. That money if unavailable that money is unavailable will only benefit the youth on party lines. Imagine what happened to the good intention here, Beam. How many of those orphans benefited? Maria kapera kuendesa kuchikop vana vaive nevabereki vaikwanisa kubhadhara school fees. Chete ndave zezwe vhiki upinda wati Big Mike, maths is the backbone of STEM because we apply it in our everyday life. If anything, Pitizela just proved that to me, and I'm glad you're listening and paying attention. So asambeni emanya to our different pages of VOA Shona pane vanhu vakawanda varipo. Nicodemus ari kuti manheru akanaka watching from DRC. Tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Fungai ari kuti watching live from Cape Town Kapa. Vatsera Fungai. Mainiko varipo pachirongwa ari kuti hello Mike and VOA. Tinomugamuchira muchirongwa Mainiko. Memory ari kuti manheru apo watching from Cape Town. Zvakunenge kune mazimba akawanda ku Cape Town uko. New Life Hans, hi Chibaba, watching from Kariba, Kuriseko Kukariba. Right, Yairipo, Mainzwa, Yair Mkango, Mainzwa. Nguva Zaba, 9 minutes to 9, Kuzimbabweko, 9 minutes to 3, Kunoku America. Taakushika kuma gumechirongwa. Let's go back to our guest, Vafarai, Tinzwokti, Iwo, Vanoti, Nesha, Budo, Muchirongwa Nasi. Mkoma, Muripo, Eriparunari. Right, taakushika kuma gumechirongwa mukoma, so let's focus, zero down on this interesting company of yours. Vanhu vakawanda down, zvisisa kuti company yenyu iri kushanda sei, uyezve, how exactly are you looking towards benefiting vanhu kuZimbabwe as we move forward? So, now, explain something to me, Farai. Mambo, tabata nyaya ye diesel. How exactly are you using this diesel, and how much diesel are you cranking out? To what point can we start expecting, Kuzi, you guys will crank out enough diesel for it to be able to curb the fuel crisis, Kuzimbabwe?
So, this is a true bad size of this. And of my industry, I'm sharing my banners, go back to Chanza. Chanza, who is a company, I cannot supply a company who are
going to sell you. Wax, how are you guys planning on using the wax? Wax, and those are you don't just create diesel, but not create a wax recovery. How are you guys planning on using the wax?
Company
to Murunin Zaganaga. Oh, Danchi Buns and this is Iowa, and those out Panama products, Maviri, Amuno, Gazirisa, Muchanisa plastic. Yogutanga Taibata, Yaye Dizu, Konyae wax, wax Yamuno Shandis, Yamno Gazirai, Munegamaga Inech Nango Shandis, Munishanisa Seiko, wax any.
Wax is no chance to eat a man's ingredients. Flow polish.
Takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma mapinda muchirongwa mvudzo wakupedzisira diesel yenyu has it been tested and has it been certified by any regulators because vanhu vakawanda vanonzwisisa kuti aiwa sezvo muri kugadzira diesel renyu dere chokwadere is it a legitimate diesel if for lack of a better word I'll use that is it legitimate
diesel renyu takatesta chaizvo tikarongora tikaona tikaona kuti zvakatongofanana neiro rinotengeswa iri
Saka is it fake?
Saka ndomandira rakaita iro.
Aiwa mkoma, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Tichatokutsvaga kuitira kuti tiwane umwe mukana wekunyatsokurukura zvakanaka tichifokasa pane kambani yenyu. I'm hoping kuti the next time patinowana mukana wekukurukura munenge makutengesa diesel, vanhu vakunyatsouya nemota dzavo vachitenga diesel as they line up, makugadzirisa nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwediesel kuZimbabwe.
Tatenda mukoma, muendezwa rakanaka.
So zvulukandaba limzwile umnumzana uFarai. Isikhathi sokusele 5 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, kodwa Zimbabwe omuhle, as usual, you know me, I like to end my program with some groovy tunes. Sithakazelela i-arts industry yethu nkhaya eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, today on our program, we give our platform to a young gentleman, igama lakhe ngu-ASAF. He's a multi-award record artist in Zimbabwe who is the genius behind the song Good Anthems, Njalo Mambo. Aiwa! ASAP, what is he saying? Not anenziyake yandabva kutaura inonzi mambo yakanetsa zvechokwadi. It's a big, big hit. Zimbabwe omuhle producer bachengise azishe mambo ASAP.
Say it don't sound like the city dog. Yeah. Say it don't sound like the city dog. But if you play it in your 100 feet, I swear it'd be the sound of the city dog. I can only give you what's inside of me and the city surrounding me. Would you be proud of me? I got the courage to go and be what I want to be. And listen, I don't want to deal with a jumper mode. I'm trying to buy even a young road. I like, Domazana, do you want to roll? Domazana, do you want to roll? I know you hear me on the radio. I got the whole city singing, we young and we don't care from North End. Why do I always got to prove things? I got a flex to show him that I'm the best. Now I know he's seeing me as a threat. State of Greasy, I represent to the death. You know it's getting harder to hate, but one song leave the city amazed. I'm now embracing the pain. Some was even terrified of my aims until the Lord showed me I could be king. And it's a movie now. Yeah, I'm wanting the top spot, feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for jobs, sympathetic to my boss. Doing damage in the bar, doing damage to the budget. Then you know my city loves it, my soul loves it. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg I'm a tower they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory has tanked better than a chicken's drama. Ain't no black, I'm saving Wakanda. Munu resta tenerai, munu resta tenerai. Motivation if you're trying to get by. Man, it's feeling like you or die. Getting high, poking prayers to the sky. Muno has a dead eye. Suffering, living the life. Man, the real crown hidden inside, yeah. So some may feel me and some may diss me. Ain't sad, it's a K-I-N-G.
How do you guys go now? Ukusuta marini Omalamba nebati nitona Zagara bagona Kanda madona Dini nalgona Ukusuta marini Omalamba nebati nitona
The boy ASAP, Hanzi Ndini Mambo. Hey, Mnoti Nenziyo Yake. Are you feeling the vibes, Zimbabwe Omuhle? At the boy ASAP on Twitter and Instagram. If you like his tunes, make sure you follow him. Hit him with the follow button. Goto atsiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini njengoba sesifikile emaphethweleni ohlelo Arukuti, hope it's not fake fuel like the Chinoi one. Ukuda uti, nice tune. He likes Ingomega ASAP. Sibapo muhle, tashuka kumagumo echirongwa. Nasi, tanyato kurukura nyaye, the government saying kuti vapa ma university. $5 million. Each university getting $1 million with the idea of uplifting his STEM. Lina Litsinga Lokut, let's continue the conversation with Twitter at Big Mike P is the username, BIGMYKE3. Subabo Mute, good night.